that being said, I never looked at Dave Martinez as a major league manager. Now, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm wrong and other people are right. And I know that he's with Joe Madden. Joe Madden likes him. Joe Madden respects him. He's a right-hand man for Joe. I just never looked at him as having that sort of presence to lead a team. He was always kind of a nice complimentary sort of a player. I never looked at him as an impact personality. But I may be wrong, but he's not somebody that I would have put on my list, only knowing him kind of on the periphery, not knowing him as closely and as much as a lot of people in the baseball do.
I hinted to that in the first hour of the show, that my recollection of him as a player, he's a very introverted guy. There's not much that's effusive about Dave Martinez, but maybe that's exactly the kind of fix, the kind of mix the White Sox are looking for after the last guy who couldn't keep his mouth shut and always made it about him.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This is what we do in baseball. When we have a fiery, emotional guy, then we go to the kind of quiet, calm guy. When the quiet, calm guy doesn't win games, we go to the fiery guy. It's what we do. We figure, well, let's try the opposite of him and see if that doesn't turn it around. Every team does it. We all consider doing that. Now, I agree. I think Dave Martinez always seemed kind of like the introverted guy. That being said, that's not a problem if when he does talk, those words have impact. Joe Torre wasn't a real talkative guy, but it was like that E.F. Hutton commercial. When Joe Torre spoke, everybody leaned in and put their hand behind their ear to hear what he had to say. I mean, I don't look at Dave Martinez as that guy, but I will tell you that I have not had as much contact with him in recent past as I did in the more distant past.